We are going to be chatting about the impediment to driving around Johannesburg that just seems not to go away. I once met Wayne Duvenager when he was the CEO of the Organization for Organization Against Urban Tolling Alliance, is what I remember it being. I mean, I was in the very beginning of my journalism career, Wayne, and over 10, 11 years ago. And well, you have a different organization now, Organization for Undoing Tax Abuse, but still, we're talking about e-tolls, Wayne.
It's amazing. It just doesn't want to go away. Well, but the reality is, it's gone away for the large majority of the public. They're not having anything to do with it. But government seems to be, you know, dilly-dallying and not be able to make a decision.
Wayne, it seems to me, at least, look, as a consumer of news, but also indeed as a motorist, is government flogging a dead horse here?
Yes, absolutely, Nicholas. I think they've conceded. They can't enforce. And the worst thing a government can do is introduce laws and policies that are unenforceable and which the public shun and do not participate in. And this is one of them, because they gave up issuing summonses in 2019. They know they cannot blacklist anyone. They know they cannot withhold your license. So there's no way they can force you to pay. They've thrown that card in. This is from SANRAL themselves. They know that. They keep issuing the bills, hoping that some people pay with it on a final demand notice. But 85% are not paying. It's barely covering the administration costs just to collect the money. There's no penalty for SANRAL if they pull the plug now. And so one wonders what is actually keeping them from making this decision.
Well, Wayne, at the end of the day, our government is cash-strapped, and I suppose that's a big euphemism. If we had to compare it to a nursery rhyme, old Mother Hubbard's looked into the cupboard and, well, the finances are very threadbare. So perhaps government is trying to mull the possibility of forcing people to pay in some way, shape or form. Do you think that is even possible?
It's not possible. It's impossible. You know, we were defending 3,000 motorists who received summonses right in the beginning, when SANRAL decided to proceed with the last push they could do, which was to actually physically summons people and then get a cost order against them or a default judgment. And we said, fine, we will defend a single one. And off we went. And we were about to go to court to have the test case, because obviously the courts didn't want to be flooded with 3,000. So we met with the deputy judge president, I think it was, and SANRAL's lawyers, and said, right, let's have a test case, 10 different cases, big company, small company, individuals, and so forth. And let's go test this out in court before we waste the court's time. And we're about to get there when SANRAL pulled the plug on the whole thing. They shouldn't have, because we wanted to go and prove that it was what they were trying to do was had no merits. So they've lost. They've lost in every respect. They cannot get the money from the people. They cannot. It's impossible now. So they have to pull the plug on this drive now, pay later scheme.
Wayne, I remember when we initially spoke a good 11 years ago, you said that OUTA had an army of lawyers chomping at the bit to get before a judge and challenge the constitutionality of this. Do you still have that that legal firepower ready should government try and implement this?
Yeah, absolutely. So initially we worked with law firms externally. We went and interdicted it. The matter, so it couldn't launch in April 2012. And then it got very technical and messy, and the courts decided to allow SANRAL, because the money had been borrowed and the retirement had been made, to proceed. But they opened the door for a collateral challenge. This is a defensive challenge by individuals. And so we backed that route, and we employed our own legal people, who still work for us, by the way, because we fight a lot of other legal matters against government. And so that machine that we have, if they ever started to summons the public again for non-payment of tolls, we are ready. We've got all the paperwork. We're lined up. But we can't see them doing that. That they are flogging a dead horse.
Wayne, what about the people that have paid, though? Because there are motorists that are out there with the e-tolls tag, and they are judiciously paying their bills.
Yeah, well, they're not going to get their money back. You know, the money is best in their accounts than in SANRAL's. TAP is a number of businesses, mind the car rental companies, and a number of individuals decided, look, they're not going to chance the law. They're going to stick with this, and that's their choice, and they paid. And they chose not to take the action which the vast majority took, was to say, well, we're prepared to face the consequences, which is summonses and court challenges, and it's paid for society. So those who've paid, you know, that was your choice. But if you're asking the question, which we get asked often, oh, you know, can I get my money back, or will you fight for us to get our money back? That's not going to happen at all. You need to stop paying, because the fact that 15% are still paying is keeping this thing on life support. And the quicker people stop paying, and the car rental companies, because you must know a lot of government departments don't even pay, then we'll kill the thing once and for all.
Wayne Devenage, CEO of the Opposition to Urban Tolling Alliance. Oh no, they're the Organization for Undoing Tax Abuse. Now, talking about the zombification of e-tolls, I'd like to hear from someone that's actually paying their e-tolls.